Okay, Shalom Aleichem, Rabbos. Today's daf is Pesachim daf Yud Gimel, and we're here at the bottom of Yud Beis Amud Beis. We again been discussing. We had a kasha from our Mishnah, from the Mishnah about Eidus. How could Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda's shita be different in terms of how many hours a person could be confused when, in terms of Eidim, in terms of Chametz? So we had suggested a couple of differences. And Ravashi now suggests, he just clarifies for us. We're about six lines up here on Yibezim and Bezim. Ravashi, Kamachlogos Be'idus, Kach Machlogos Be'chometz, that the Machlogos between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda is the same Machlogos by Chometz as it is by Eidus in terms of how many hours a person may make a mistake, in terms of figuring out what time it is. So Gemara says, well, Pshita, have you not been paying attention for the last, daf and a half? That's what we just did. Hani hach darmina. That's what we've been talking about the entire time. So hakamash malan. So no, what does Ravashi come to say? That shinoi de shaninan, shinuyahu, velote matanahi. That shinoi de shaninan, the answer that we gave, is an actual answer. And you don't tell me that it's a machlokes tanoim as to what the shitas of Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda are. I mean, the answers that we gave are good, and they are a parallel machlokas, not conflicting machlokas. Okay, either way, Amrav Shimi Bar Ashi, Lo Shenu Ela B'Shos Aval Echad Amar Kodem Neitzachama Aval Echad Amar Achar Neitzachama Edusim Batela. All this stuff about a person making a mistake in terms of what time it is, that's only in terms of hours, in terms of what time. But if a person says before sunrise and after sunrise, so then obviously, even though that's less than an hour, theoretically, then obviously their edus is no good. So the Gemara says pshita, obviously. Right? So one said it happened at night, one said it happened during the day. So ella echad amar kodem neitzachama vechad amar betochen neitzachama. So now, what he meant to say is that if someone says it happened during sunrise and one said it was before sunrise, so then still edus on betela, still their edus is no good. So the Gemara says hanayim pshita. That's also obvious, right? During sunrise and before sunrise are different times of the day. So my edus is says, you might have thought they're really saying the same thing. V'ad amar betoch anitzachama beguli hava. And the guy who says it was meaning really they're saying the same exact time. The guy who said during the Neitzachama, right in the middle of the Neitzachama, Begulika Havakoi was talking about when the sun was Megala, was revealed. Viziri ba'almahu dechaza. But really, what did he say? It was a mistake. Really, it happened before sunrise. And the guy who said it was before sunrise was correct. The guy who saw it was at sunrise, he saw something rising, some sort of light rising in the east, and he thought it was the sun, but it wasn't really. So therefore, he said his edus that it happened during sunrise. But Chamash Malan, therefore, we don't say that. Meaning, you might have thought at the same time, and the second guy who said it was during sunrise made a mistake, he just saw some sort of light, but really it was before sunrise. It's Chamash Malan. Kamash Malan, Rav Shimi Bar Ashi says, no, that's no one's going to make that mistake, and therefore, the Eidus is no good. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav, Halacha, Karabi Yehuda. And if you go back to our Mishnah, Machlokes between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Meir said, you can eat Chametz till the fifth hour, and the sixth hour you start burning it. Rabbi Yehuda said, you can eat Chametz the entire fourth hour, the fifth hour is Tolin, we suspend it, meaning we neither eat it nor burn it, and we can give it to our animals. And then the sixth hour you start burning, so that we say according to Rav Nachman, halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda. So why did you paskin like Rabbi Yehuda? Why did you paskin like Rabbi Meir? The stam lantana kibasei, because we have a Mishnah that is stam Mishnah that's like him, and we know the kind. If you have a stam Mishnah, halacha is stam Mishnah. That's not without the Mishnah. This is the beginning of the second parak, if I'm not mistaken. Kol shah shemutar. Lechol machil. Anytime it's mutter to eat chametz, you're allowed to feed it to your animals, you're allowed to feed it to other people, really, some of your animals. Meaning that seems to imply like Rabbi Meir, because Rabbi Yehuda says you're not allowed to eat the chametz after the fourth hour, but you are allowed to feed it to your animals in the fifth hour. So that's against this Mishnah. So it seems like the Mishnah is passing like Rabbi Meir. So Gemara says, "Ali yilav stamahu." No, that Mishnah is not a stam Mishnah, right? And we're going to see later that we're going to reinterpret what that Mishnah means. Mishnah dekashia mutter, because the language of it's mutter to eat, and therefore you can feed it to other people. We'll get there with that back and forth. That language is going to make us reassess what we thought that Mishnah meant, and then the halach meaning, and we're going to decide that that Mishnah is like Rabbi Gamliel. If you remember, Rabbi Gamliel at the end of the Mishnah over there on Yud Aleph had a third shita. Rabbi Gamliel said, just to flip back on Yud Aleph on the base, chulin can be eaten in the fourth hour, truma can be eaten in the fifth hour, and then you burn chametz in the sixth hour. So we're going to say that the Mishnah at the beginning of the second paragraph is like Rabbi Gamliel. So therefore, that's not a stam Mishnah that doesn't support Rabbi Meir. If that Mishnah is like Rabbi Gamliel, then Mar Halach Rabbi Gamliel. So then why don't we paskin like Rabbi Gamliel? So a little bit different question. Not if that Mishnah supports Rabbi Gamliel, but why don't we say the halach is like Rabbi Gamliel? Because he is the machria, because he is the determining vote. Meaning, when you have two shitas in a Mishnah, and there's another, a third shita that kind of combines the two of them, right? That's called a machria, and someone who decides, literally, someone who decides a dispute. And he's maybe, usually we paskin like that guy. So he said back to him, Rabbi Gamliel, love machriyahu. No, because Rabbi Gamliel is not a third opinion that's choosing between the two opinions of Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. Meaning a machriyah is only if Rabbi Meir says four. For example, if Rabbi Meir would say four and Rabbi Yehuda would say six, so then machriyah would say five, then we'd paskin like the machriyah. Rabbi Gamliel is not really in between both those shitas, because tam denashik amar, he's saying his own logic. He's throwing in the difference between chulin and truma, right? That has nothing to do with Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. So Lamaisa, he's not a machriya, and therefore we don't paskin like him. Okay, so if Ibai Zema, and or if you want to say that Rav, the Amar Ki Aitana, then what Rav, when he said that Halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, right, he was going based on the following discussion. I mean, he was using the following discussion to determine that the Halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda. The Tanya, like we said, learned in the Raisa, Arba Asar Shechal Lios B'Shabbos, let's say Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos. Mivarin is Hakol Milifnei HaShabbos, you burn everything, all of the chametz, on Friday, which is the 13th. Vesorf and Trumos Tumeos Tluyos V'Taros, and you burn, meaning you get rid of all of the chametz, right? You burn the truma that's tame and truma that's talui, that's the right meaning that is more safek whether it's truma or tahor, or truma, even truma that is tahor, we're going to burn. Umishayirin mina taharos mazon shtei sudos, and you leave over enough food for two meals. In a chenavi, why not three meals? Because you're not allowed to eat chametz after. After 6 hours and on the Erev Pesach, so if that's Shabbos, so then you have to have something else for your third meal. So you'd have enough chametz for two meals, Friday night and Shabbos morning. Kedei lechol adal chos, right, in order so you can eat, right, sudas until through the fourth hour. Divrei Rabbi Elazar ben Yehuda. And when do you see Rabbi Elazar ben Yehuda paskening? When can you eat chametz up until? Through the fourth hour. That's Rabbi Yehuda's shita. Rabbi Elazar ben Yehuda ish Bartusa, meaning he's from Bartusa. Okay, either way. Sha'amar Mishim Rabbi Yeshua, who says in the name of Rabbi Yeshua. Amr lo, so they sent back to him. Sorry, one second. Yeah, okay. I was just checking. Okay. So then that seems to be Rabbi Yehuda's Shita, and that's why Rav Paskin, like Rabbi Yehuda. Amru lo, they said to Rabbi Elazar ben Yehuda, Taharos lo yisrifu. No, you shouldn't burn Taharos. You shouldn't burn Taharos. It's an Isser to burn Truma and Kachim and stuff like that if for no purpose. So they said, you shouldn't burn them. Shemi Yimatsu lehem Ochlem. Maybe you'll come upon someone to eat it. Right? Why are you burning it from Erev Shabbos? Right? Maybe you'll find somebody to eat the food. So Amru lehem kvar big shuvulu matsu. Because in this case, you already looked and there was nobody there. So therefore you burn it because you have no other choice. It's chametz. So Amru lo, they said to him, Shema chutz lechoma alanu. So maybe the guy was sleeping outside of the wall. Maybe okay, you looked around the city, but maybe there's some guys camped outside the city. According to that, then you shouldn't, not only taharos you shouldn't burn, even tulios, even things that are suffic. Right? If you're getting into theoreticals, maybe Elio and Navi will come and determine whether this truma is tahor or tame, and so you shouldn't even burn the one that are suffic. Right, we go. This is the Gemara we had in Erevin. Right, we already promised to Am Yisrael that Eliyahu and Avi is not coming On Erev Shabbos and Erev Yom Tov, right? If you remember that whole discussion was with Tchum, etc., etc. Right? So we said Eliyahu Navi is not coming on Erev Shabbos and Erev Yom Tov. Pnei HaTorah, because people are busy. People are busy right now. You know, my wife is cooking. I got to do some cooking as well, but my wife is very busy in the kitchen. Right? If Eliyahu Navi would show up right now, we'd all have to drop what we're doing and then run back to finish the cooking for Shabbos. That's not nice. I think we would all take it, but the Gemara says, "Eliyahu Navi is not coming on Erev Shabbos." So I'm below. So meaning, so there's no way someone is going to be mitayer these sveikos. And either way, so again, they kind of like dug in their trenches, and they both I guess it's the Tanakama or the Rabbanon or whatever, and Rabbi Elazar ben Yehuda were kind of like going back and forth. But either way, lo zozu misham machu kovo halacha Rabbi Elazar ben Yehuda ish partusa shamar misham Rabbi Yeshua. So you see that the halacha was like Rabbi Elazar, and my lava filu lachol. And see, what did he say? You can only eat through the fourth hour. That seems to be Rabbi Yehuda Shita. So maybe Rav. Paskin like that, so Amarav or Papa Mishmei Rava Lo Levayer. So no, it wasn't that they didn't paskin necessarily like Rabbi Elazar in terms of his shita, in terms of eating. It was only his shita in terms of burning the truma before Shabbos. But the rest of the chametz, maybe you could say that you could eat through the fifth hour. They didn't necessarily paskin like Rabbi Elazar ben Yehuda in terms of when you can eat it, and therefore that's not why Rav paskined like Rabbi Yehuda in our shita. Okay, but either way, in our machlokas. But either way, Rav still does paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. Ve'af Rabbi sever like to Rav Nachman, and Rabbi also holds like Rav Nachman. But again, this is Rav Nachman Amar Rav. So this is even Rabbi holds that the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda. Damar Ravin Bar Rav Ada Ma'aseh Adam Echad Shehifkid Diskia Malei Chametz Eitzel Yochanan Chakuka. There was a story with one guy who left a bag or a sack of chametz by Yochanan Chagukah. Already we had him already earlier in the Masechta. Tosas pointed out that Chagukah probably means he was a sofer, or it could be that's where he was from. Either way, so there's a chametz left by this guy, Rabbi Yochanan Chagukah, and Nakvua Achborim, and the mice kind of got to this sack by chametz mevatzvetz v'yotze, and the chametz was like pouring out of it. Ubalafne Rebbe, and he came to ask Rebbe what to do with the chametz. So Shah Rishona, the first hour, Amulo Hamtein. He said, wait. Shnia, the second hour, Amulo Hamtein. He said, hold on and wait. Shlishis, the third hour, Amulo Hamtein. He said, wait. Revius, Amulo Hamtein. He said, wait. Finally, Chamishis, Amulo, finally, the fifth hour, Amulo Tseir Mokhav Ashuk. He said, go sell it in the marketplace. My lav and Nachum, right, implying, right, that maybe in the fifth hour, Mestama, he was selling it to Goyim. That would prove Rabbi Yehuda's Shita, that you can only eat chametz after the fourth hour, because in the fifth hour, already you have to sell it to Goyim. Rabbi Yehuda, maybe that's like Rabbi Yehuda. Some Rabbi Yosef, lo Yisrael, Rabbi Meir. No, maybe that story was like Rabbi Meir, and he said, go sell in the shuk to a Jew. Some Rabbi Yehuda, Yisrael, Nishkalei Nafshei. Well, if you had this, Rabbi told him, go sell to a Jew, why didn't he just eat it himself? So the Gemara says, Mishum Cheshada, because then what that looks a little shady. That looks like a guy gave you his stuff, and now you're eating it. Right? Even though he's not doing anything wrong, that seems a little shady. Right, the Tanya, like, well, I'll just explain in a second. The Tanya, like, within the Braisa, Gabayt Staka, She'in Lahem Aniyim. Let's say Gabayt Staka, a guy goes around collecting Staka, doesn't have any Aniyim to give it to. Sorry, Lachalik Portan. He doesn't have any aniyim to give out the tzedakah to. So portin la'achirim ven portin la'atzman. Portin means they can exchange them, right? Rashi says here he has copper coins that could go bad. He wants to exchange them for silver coins that will stay much longer. So he shouldn't exchange the money himself. He should do it to other people. Gabay tamchoy, and so too, the person in charge of like the soup kitchens back in the day. So she'in lehem aniyim lechalek, if they don't have any aniyim to give the food to, so then mochrim la'achirim, they should sell the food to other people. Then mochrim la'atzman, shouldn't sell it to themselves. Mishum shenamer, because the pasuk says v'yisim nikiyim la'ashem mei Hashem umi Yisrael, you should be clean. Right, there's a concern of chashad. People are going to think, you know, that there's some shady business going on. Chashad, agav, just what I wanted to say before, is chashad is a little different than marasayin. Chashad is people are going to think that you're doing something inappropriate. Marasayin is that people are going to think that something is mutter. So, again, just technically, so if to walk into a McDonald's, right, you know, even to go to the bathroom or to buy a soda, so that is ready marasayin. People might think it's mutter to eat at the McDonald's. Okay, you know, theoretically, right, just as an example. Yes, you can nitpick the example, whatever. But you know what I'm saying? And chashad is people are just going to think that you do something wrong. So here the concern is chashad. they're going to be choshesh that, you know, this guy gave you your stuff and you're keeping it, you're eating it, even though technically it was mutter, right? It just looks bad. Okay, so I'm a layer of Adabar Masma, layer of Yosef. Refersh Amar Talan. What is that? What exactly? What are you talking about? You told us, meaning Rav Yosef had suggested that maybe you're selling the chametz to a Yisrael at the fifth hour, and that therefore that proves Rav Meir's shita that you are allowed to eat chametz in the fifth hour. So Rav Ada Bar Masa said that to Rav Yosef again. If you remember, Rav Yosef got sick at the end of his life, forgot his learning. Right? Very often it was Abaye who was reminding him of his learning, but he had other talmidim. Rav Ada Bar Masna was one of them. He said, Rav Yosef, you sent us Beferish Amartlan, Seyum Ochon the Nachrim, Rabbi Yehuda. No, you told us it's a case where you're selling it to Gayim, like Rabbi Yehuda's Shita, and that Dafka does prove that Rebbe held like Rabbi Yehuda, because that was the story, that's the Rav he went to, and Rebbe told him, sell the fifth hour to Gayim, like Rabbi Yehuda's Shita. Okay. Amar Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef says weiter now in terms of this topic. Come on, Azla Hashmaitza de Rebbe. Who is this whole shita of Rebbe like? Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. It's like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. And it's not like we learned in the Mishnah. Hamavki peretz esu chavero. Meaning, not in terms of the chametz, but where does Rebbe get the idea that you can sell something that someone gave to you if it's going bad? So it's Rabbi Shimon Gamliel shita. It's not like we learned in the Mishnah. Hamavki peretz esu chavero. If you leave peros by a friend of yours, even if they're going to go bad, lo yigabahim. Tanakama says, don't touch them. Right, it's his problem. He gave you the apples, they're going to rot. So that's his problem. Rishim Gamaliel Omer, no, mochim bebezdin, you should sell him in bezdin, b'pnei ha-shabbos aveda. You should sell him in bezdin so you can give the guy at least back his money. It's like a shabbos aveda. Yes, the item is going to go bad. It's like he lost it, but there's a mitzvah to give stuff back, right? To prevent a loss to your fellow friend. Amalei Abaye. So Abaye said back to him, said to Rav Yosef, right? Again, we mentioned Abaye before. Falar of Itmar Allah, wasn't it said about this, meaning about this this whole story, that Amar Abba Baruchan Ram Yochanan, Lo Shanu Ella Pekidei Chesrona, that you should only sell it if it's going down in a normal manner, meaning if it's depreciating in a normal state. Ava Yosef Mekidei Chesronan, but more than that, meaning like in this case, by Chametz, where it's going to go from, you know, normal value to zero immediately, so then, Mochrim Be'Beis Din, right, then even the Tanakhama would agree that you should sell it in Be'Beis Din, certainly over here, the Psidei the Gamrei, right? Certainly, it's not only Rabbi Shimon Gamliel's Shita, it's everybody's Shita, that, if you're going to lose all the value entirely, right, the Machlokas, Tanakhama, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, is only if it's depreciating slowly. So, you know, according to the Tanakhama, he says you should leave it alone, because maybe the guy will come back, or maybe he understood that it would depreciate over time. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, no, you should save him the trouble and get as much money as you can for it. Here, the case is, by Chametz, it's literally going to zero, so therefore everybody would agree that you should sell it and get the guy, at least get the guy some money. Okay. Now, back in our Mishnah on Yud Aleph, we had said, V'od Amar Rabbi Yehuda Shtei Chalos. Rabbi Yehuda had said there were two chalos on top of the Itztava, right? They put it on Erev Pesach. And then when you took one of them, so then it was time to, it was tolin, it was the fifth hour, it was people would neither burn nor eat their chametz. And then when they took both of them away, then it was ready the time to burn the chametz. So what was going on with this? These loaves, where were they exactly? So Tani Tama Kamei Rabbi Yehuda Al Gava Itztava. It was on the Itztava. Now the Itztava, if you look at Rashi, he says Al Kisei Mamish. Basically, the Itztava was basically rows of spectator seating around the Harabais. And it was also covered so that people could go there in the winter as well. So they learned in front of Rabbi Yehuda that they put these loaves on the Itztava, on the seating area itself. So Amar Lai, so he said back to him, what, do you need to hide these loaves? Meaning, who sees anything if it's on one of the seats, on one of the benches? So therefore, Tani Al Gaga Itztava. It was on the roof. It was on the, you know, the covering, the overhang of the Itztava, therefore people can see it because, you know, it was visible for everybody. So Amar Chava, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Harabayis Stav Kofol Haya, and Harabayis was this dual place of, you know, for seating. Meaning he had two rows of seats. If you look at Rashi, Saviv, right, Makefes, Uvetoch Oso Hakaf Oda Acher. Meaning, if you can imagine like an amphitheater, it had two rows of seating. Tanya Mihachi, we also learned the Raisa, Harabai, Stav Kofal Haya, right? It was okay, same thing. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Itztavanis Haisa, Nikreis, it was called Itztavanis, Stav Lefnimi Stav, because they had two stavs, right? So they call it an Itztavanis, right? It's like a play on the word stav, right? They had two rows of seating available. Okay, fine. psulos. Now the chalos that they put up on the top of the roof of the itzava were pasul. So the Gemara says, "Amai psulos." I mean, that's what the Mishnah said. That's Rabbi Yehuda said. So Gemara says, "Amai psulos." Amai psulos. Why do they need to be puzzled? So Rabbi Chanina, "Matok shahayu merubos nifsolos balina." Since there were so many of them, they were puzzled balina. Lina is leaving food, leaving kachim longer than the prescribed period. Literally means lina sleeping overnight. But basically, just we're going to see in a second, so I'll go over it. A korban toda basically had a korban, and it had 40 loaves of bread, 30 matzah and 10 bread. So, and in that time, you could only eat the korban toda. Unlike other shlamim, you could only eat the korban toda for the day you brought it and the following night. You didn't get an extra day like normal shlamim. Normal shlamim, you get a day, a night, and a day. Here for korban toda, you had a ton of food, a ton of bread, and the day and the night. And just to quote a moderately well-known tziv, he explains that that's exactly the point of the korban toda, because you have a ridiculous amount of food. You cannot eat it yourself. You need to bring other people, and that's the whole point, that you should publicize. Right? Why do you bring a korban toda? To say thanks to Kosh Baruch Hu for a nes, for a chesed, whatever. That's the idea, that you should publicize the chesed of a Kosh Baruch Hu for doing such great things for you. So it was a huge korban. And says Rabbi Chanina, there were a ton of them. There were a ton of these leftover rolls, because what happens? Basically, the second you need to bring a korban toda, you don't run to the Beis HaMikdash. People would basically bring all of their korbanos, right? Obviously, if it's not a chiyuv, right? It's not a chatas or whatever, but if you had a korban toda that you needed to bring, so people would, in general, wait for Aliyah LeRegel. That's just easier, right? You're going to Yerushalayim anyway, right? Especially if they live far away. Now, imagine the last time, if you're talking about Pesach, so the last time you had Aliyah LeRegel, right, it was Sukkot. That's 6 months ago. So people, you have 6 months of korban todas saved up, and the Gemara is about to point out, right, since there's 10 loaves of bread, of chametz, so you can't bring it on Pesach, so you got to come a couple days early. I would imagine, the 13th and the 12th of Nisan, they had a bajillion korban todas, right? Let's say on the 13th, right, because again, what's going on over here, you have the next day already, it was pasul, right? If you brought your korban toda on the 13th, so already on the 14th, if you didn't finish any of the bread, all the loaves were pasul because it was lina, it was left over, right, left overnight. So that's why they used all these pasul psulos. That's why they had to be pasul, because you had so many of them, and you might as well use it. Now let's invite you on the Gemara. The Tanya, like with other Brisa, in Mevi'in Toda b'Chagamatzos mipnei Chavetz Shabbat. Right, you can't bring a korban toda on Pesach because of the 10 loaves, right? In addition to the korban and the 30 loaves of matzah, you have 10 loaves of chametz. You can't bring it on Pesach. Come on, says Pshita. Obviously, so Amar Avad Bar Ava. No. So what's the price telling me? Hacha, but you dalet askinan. You can't even bring it on erev Pesach. The kasavar in mavin kachem the base of psul. Because what's going to happen? Right? What's going to happen if you bring it on erev Pesach? Well, the time period in which to eat the korban is going to run into it in iser achila. Because you bring the korban, let's say you bring the korban tavid in the morning of the 14th. Right, you have a day and a night to eat that korban tamid, the korban toda, and all the bread. Well, in a few hours, you're not allowed to eat the bread, so you're running into. You're basically bringing a korban, and you're shrinking the amount of time you have to eat it. That's usher. That's ein mevi'in kachim the base of psul. You're not allowed to bring kachim to a point where it's going to get puzzled. It's going to get messed over. You're shrinking the time period. So therefore, everybody's bringing their korban todas on the 13th. And we talk shem merubos, since there were so many nifsalos belina, they inevitably they had so many. There were some challahs that were puzzled with the belina, and so therefore they used the puzzle ones. Okay, that's why it says psulos in the Mishnah. It's just practical. Mustama, they had all these loaves lying around, so they would use them. To signal when the time for eating chametz, etc. Rabbi Yane Omer, Rabbi Yane says no. Actually, ksheros hayu. Really, they were kosher. They were fine. So what was going on though? Amai karuli psulo. So why does Rabbi Yehuda call them pasul? Shalom nishchad aleihem hazevach, because they were prior to shechting the korban. Meaning they had not yet shecht the korban toda. Meaning they set aside these the loaves of bread and matzah, so they're kadosh, but they had not yet shechted the korban toda. So the Gemara says, okay, so v'nishchot. No, so what are you waiting for? So let shech the korban todah and eat the bread. So Gemara says she avar zevach. Actually, these cases is where the korban was lost. Okay, so v'naisi zevach acher v'nishchot. So in that scenario, you bring another korban. Right, you get another animal and get up there. So the amar zu todah v'zu lachma. Because no, you already said that this is the todah and this is its lachem k'der rabba. Like Rabba said, amar rabba avar lachem evi lachem acher. That if you lose the bread of the korban todah, you can bring other bread. But of the todah, but if you lose the animal, so then emevi todah acheres. Then you're not allowed to bring another korban todah. Ben haitayma lechem galal todah ve'in todah galal lechem. What's the reason? Because the lechem is brought because of the korban todah. The todah is not brought because of the lechem. So when you lose the todah, when you lose the animal, the lechem was only brought because of the animal. So this lechem is related, is connected to the animal. So therefore, if the animal is gone, the bread is no longer able to be brought as a korban. Okay. Fine, but nifkinu lechulin. So why don't you just redeem the bread? I don't understand. You have to just leave them? You have to let it go bad and let it, I guess, not rot, but let it get moldy, etc.? So that can't be the case. No, really the case is that this bread over here, you did shech the korban, but what happened? V'nishbach adam, but this blood spilt, and so you're not allowed to eat. You're not allowed to eat the bread. Right? If the blood spills, right, the blood is the bringing of the blood. The shvichas adam is one of the key aspects of the korban. Only after you're completing all of the rituals, the key rituals anyway, of a korban, are you allowed to eat everything associated with the korban. So if you spill the blood, right, coin trips, whatever it is, so then that messes it up and you can no longer eat the bread. So really the bread is technically kosher, but for whatever reason you're not allowed to eat it, and that's the loaves they put on top of the itzdava. Ukaman, who's this like? Rebbe. It's like Rebbe, Dama Rebbe, Shnei Dvarim, Amatirin, Malin, Zeb, Belo Zeb. Because two things that are matirin, two things that are allowed to what's it called? How do you explain this? Meaning there are two things that you need to do that will allow the korban to be eaten, i.e. shechting and zrikas adam and the blood. But if you do one of them, or zebelo zeb, but if you do one of them, that will malin, that will make the bread kadosh. So therefore, the bread is kadosh, even though it wasn't, the service wasn't completed, but you still can't eat them, and that's the bread they use on the itztavah. The kivsei atzeres, the korbanos that you bring on Shavuos, was mekadesh the shtei alechem, which is another service on Shavuos when you shechted the animal. Meaning that was the only thing that would do that. Meaning it wasn't kadosh until you shechted it. What's a ketzad? How does it, so? Meaning, so what's the deal? So shecht on the shema v'zarik dam in the shema. If you shechted it l'shma, now the shema is that we're going to see the mesechta really does deal a lot with kachim, so we might as well say it now, also because it's right here in the Gemara. But the concept of the shema is very important. You know, a korban needs to be shechted for its own sake. If a kohen, for whatever reason, you bring a korban todah, and the kohen is shechting it, and he's thinking about shechting this cow for his own dinner. I don't know, whatever. Obviously, that would never happen, but he might think that he's shechting it for a different korban. So a korban needs to be shechted for its own sake. So that's called lishman. Lishma. You're learning Torah lishma, right? For its own sake. So same thing here by a korban. So how does it work that the shechita of the kivsei atzeres will be mekadesh the shtei alechem? So ketan, how does that work? So shechtan lishman v'zorach daman lishman. If you shechted the korban for its own sake, and you also did the zrika, you threw the blood on the mizbeach for its own sake, and that's good. So then kiddush alechem. Then the bread is kadosh, etc. Everything is great. Shachtan shalolishman v'zarek daman shalolishman. If you did neither of those services, the shechting or the zrika or the throwing of the blood, and neither of them will shame this korban, right? If for whatever reason the kohen thought it was a different korban or whatever, so then lo kiddush alechem. So then the shtei alechem are not kadosh, right? And they're not even considered shtei alechem. Shachtan lishman v'zarek daman shalolishman. But what happens if you shecht the korban lishma for its own sake, but you did the zrika and you thought it was for a different korban? So then lechem kadosh ve'eno kadosh. Then it's both. Meaning then the lechem is in between, meaning you can it's kadosh, but you can't eat it. Right. So you can't. So that messes it up. Hold on one second. Yeah, I mean, Rashi says over here that since you shechted it for the shlamim, the animals are shlamim, but they're not the shvuas shlamim. They're not the yontif shlamim, and therefore the bread that was supposed to come, the shtei alechem that was supposed to come with the kibtz etzeres, are not allowed to be eaten. Okay. Now, where did I lost place? Let's see here. Vizorik, lechem kiddush ve'ein okay. That's Rebbe Shita. Divrei Rebbe. That's Rebbe Shita. Okay, and that's what we're using here over here to explain what type of bread they were putting on the istava. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon says, no, la'olam eino kadosh halachem ashiyish kol deshman ve'yizrok daman deshman. You can even say that it's not a case necessarily where the korban toda was shechted and the blood was messed up, that the zrikas dam was messed up. It could be that the shtei alechem, I mean, you don't have to hold like Rebbe that says that the lechem will get messed up when the blood is shechted, but when the animal is shechted, but the blood is not sprinkled properly. But really, you could say, according to the other mandamar, right. Meaning, you could even hold that the lechem is going to be kadosh after both of them, both of the procedures, both the shechting and the sprinkling are done the shman. The afilu tamer Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, hakam mayaskinan. You can even say it's Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon is like Rabbi Shimon because hakam mayaskinan. Because what's the case over here? Kigon shen iskabala adam bekos v'nishbach, that the blood was accepted, meaning accepted in the cup, and then it's spilled. Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon suffered the kavua, and Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon holds like his father. Damar kol ha'omid lizro kizorok dami, because at that point Rabbi Shimon holds that once the blood has been collected in the cup, we assume that it's as if it was thrown. Now to throw, you do need to throw it to actually eat the bread. But if they shechted and they collected the blood in the cup, that's what's mekadesh the lechem. Not just the shechita, but also the kabbalah sadam, also getting the blood into the cup in order to sprinkle on the mizbeach. But if the blood was not sprinkled on the mizbeach, at that point you're not allowed to eat the bread. And that's, then already, at that point the bread is kadosh, but you're not allowed to eat them because the blood was not sprinkled per se. And therefore, that would be the case in terms of what type of bread we're putting on the itzdava. Okay, a little bit convoluted. We can stop over here. All right, again, we can just do a little bit to the end of the Gemara, or to the end of the Daf Mamish. Tana with under Rabbi Mishum Rabbi Elazar Amru Ksheros Haru. Actually, according to Rabbi Elazar, the bread that they put on the itzdava were actually kosher. Kolzman Shemunachos Rekolam Ochlin. As long as they were there, everybody would eat. That would be through the fourth hour. Nitla Achas Mam. When he took one of them, told them, then there'd be suspended. Right, lo Ochlin lo Sorfin. Right, it's a suffix. Right, we don't do either. Meaning you can give it to animals as we said before, but you can't eat it. You don't burn it. And Nitlu Shneim. And once you took both of them, it's Chilu Kulan Sorfin. Right, then everybody started doing beer chometz. Right, and the bread was actually good bread, normal bread. Right, he disagrees with Rabbi Yehuda that they were possible. Okay, Shkoyach Gadol Rabosa. Have a tremendous, tremendous Shabbos. We'll go by to the Halakha Shas tomorrow. Have a great day or night, depending on where you're listening to this.